Teresa Graham, and you're now listening to The Risa Show. Coming up, but it looks like on Monday we may have some rain, so get ready for that. But
I just want to come this morning just to love on you and let you know that I am blessed and glad and happy to be alive today to come to you to chit-chat on this Friday morning. Guys, I tell you, God just keep on blessing me. Every time I look around, there's a blessing at my front door. Come on, somebody. And God is getting ready to do something great in your life if you trust him, if you believe that God is who he say he is. Guys, you can have everything that you want from the Most High God. So, guys, how are you doing on this beautiful Friday morning? What are you expecting to do this weekend? Are you getting ready to share your weekend with your family, your friends? Or what are you deciding to do on this weekend? I tell you, what I'm doing right now is I had to go back and pull my book from Amazon.com off the shelf because I'm redesigning the book. And I'm making the book a little smaller. I have some good advice from some friends that said I need to go ahead and make the book a little smaller because I do have the book like a school book text size, okay? And so right now I'm putting it, I'm making it a little smaller. Let's just put it like that. And I'm doing some editing on the book because I don't want this book to go out to be wrong and I regret it later. So I'd rather just go ahead, now that the book is new, I'm just going to go ahead and do some new things with the book, okay? And so I will definitely give you an update on the book and let you know, when the book is ready to go. But, guys, I'm so excited about this weekend. I got so much going on, guys. I don't know where to begin. I'm just living by a schedule right now. And so I just pray, guys, as I come to you every morning, that you really enjoy the content that we release on this podcast. I love talking to you, and I just love spreading the word of God with you and just loving on you a little bit. Amen. Because it's nothing like getting a right now word from the Most High God. And that's what I do. I love it. And I love talking about the Word of God, you know. And usually when you talk about the Word of God, you know, things, you know, just feels good. And we know that he's in the midst of our conversation. And so it's good to, you know, conversate with each other and love on each other and just know that the Most High God is there to be with us and to love on us, and that's a good thing, and that's what I love about it. I just love loving on God and just letting God be God. Amen. And that's what it's all about, just letting God be God in our life, beloved. And so today I don't really have a subtopic or anything to really talk about this morning. Just wanted to come and just check in on you and let you know that I do appreciate you guys for being a part of Serve It Up Now, you know, taking time out of your busy schedule in the daytime to, you know, just to hear this podcast before you head off to work. You know, as I was sitting on yesterday, I was looking at some YouTube, and I do a lot of binge watching on YouTube. I don't do a lot of television, I would say, but I love looking at the RVs. And if you don't know by now, I am looking to purchase an RV. And I'm looking to purchase this RV within the next couple of months or maybe weeks. And I was sitting and I had an opportunity to look at a lot of couples who are out and, you know, doing the RVs and really enjoying their life, you know. And there was a lot of people who sold their homes and they full-time RVers, you know, and they love living out on the road. And a lot of times, guys, we can miss life and not enjoy life because we got to work our fingers to the bone and try to pay bills, and a lot of people are still robbing Peter to pay Paul, and you know, you miss out on happiness. And so you become frustrated, upset, you know, you're mad with the world because you're stuck on a job you hate, and you got a nagging boss that's always on your back about something they feel you're not doing right. And so you find yourself really, you know, drained and not happy and, you know, sad and disappointed and busted and disgusted, tore up from the floor. You just, you know, find yourself in certain moods. And so you can't live a life that God had intended for you to live because you have to get out there and pay those bills. And, you know, when I look at these RVs on YouTube, I appreciate the fact that they acknowledge that they want to live a free debt life. And that means out on the road, experiencing God's green earth, enjoying the land that we live on. You'd be surprised how many people never left outside of their state. The only way they left out of their state was through the Internet, you know, and the Internet is reaching the ends of the world. So you really don't have to go nowhere in order to, you know, look at different people's culture and see what they're doing in their life. You know, you can just sit home, chill, and watch television. But I think my decision to want to travel is because I could have lost my life in 2011 and 2013 when I had breast cancer. And so my wanting to get out and really see the world, I think it came from that, knowing that I almost died and I almost missed my opportunity to really enjoy life. And so I'm excited about this, you know. Me and my family, we're getting ready to, you know, get out and just enjoy life and go and see the world, you know. We're going to go and see the world, and that's what it's about, is seeing the world. And on my YouTube channel, I will be showing you, I will be vlogging, okay? Yes, I will. I will be vlogging. And so I'm excited about that. So I'm excited about this new journey, you know, because like I said, you can work your fingers to the bone and really don't live. You know, you just live, just go to work and pay bills. And that's not fun, you know. I think everybody should have goals and plans set that one day they should be able to go and enjoy life. Take trips. If you just get out the house and go to a park somewhere, but don't cause your spirit man to die within you, and you have not explored God's green earth, because he gave the earth to us to enjoy. You know, we're supposed to enjoy the life that he has given us in the earth, you know. And I don't know how many people that's listening to me this morning know how many birds there are, how many grasshoppers there are. You know, do you know the different type trees there are? What about the grass? See, a lot of stuff we don't take time to really notice about God's green earth. And that's what's going to cause you to, miss the plans of God. You know, we miss the plan of God because we don't take time to find out about God. And it's sad to say it, but it's true, you know. It is true. And so, beloved, I want to experience everything about God. I want to experience everything about this world, you know. And so I'm excited, and I had been getting out buying little things, you know, that I want to take along with me on the trip. And I love to plan, guys. Oh, wow, I love planning. And so as you plan, so you got the plan, you got the right division down, you got to, you know what I'm saying, you got to really get excited about, you know, traveling. And so I'm excited, guys, you know, and I just want to come this morning just to love on you this morning, to encourage you to be careful, have a blessed day today, and enjoy life, guys. Enjoy life. And as I was listening to some of the RVs on YouTube on yesterday, I was looking at some of the campsites that they went to and, you know, places they have went, foods they have eaten, you know. And I like looking at, you know, people because a lot of people's life tell stories to me, you know. And so they were letting us know how expensive it is out there on the road, how much the gas prices are. They also tell us which campsite they would not go back to or they liked a lot. I did like that. And they took us on some shopping sprees in different stores and stuff. And they taught me a lot about boondocking, what boondocking is. And I feel that I've learned a lot by looking at their life and looking at what they had going on, you know, what's going on. And they seem to love it. But there is some who came on and said, it's not what you think it is, you know. So, you know, so I think there's a good and bad to every side. Mm-hmm. And so, but I'm just ready to get out there and just enjoy life, you know? I really am. And so, so today what I'm going to do is I'm going to spend a lot of more time with my book and making sure that I put out the best content that I can because this book is about my life and it has to be done right. And so I had to go back in and redo some things and change the design of the book and the size of the book, okay? So that's what I'm doing now. And so it's probably going to take me until tomorrow. I'm going to spend all day today just working on that and trying to get it together, and hopefully by tomorrow I'll be able to release the book. So I'm excited. I'm so excited about the book, and I hope that, guys, you get excited with me, too, because there's a lot of changes I have to make on it. But I believe that everything is well. Everything's going to go as planned. And so, guys, I'm hoping and praying that Monday you guys will join me on this platform. You can be back. And again, like I said, if you would like to listen to the show live, you can do so by dialing error code 563-999-3467. And you can call in and listen to the show live every morning, Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. Central. You can call in. And so I would love to have you as a guest. If you would like to be a guest on the show, you can dial serveitupnow.com. Guys, I tell you, we are going to have a blessed time. And like I said, I really thank you so much for being a part of Serve It Up Now podcast. Because, guys, I tell you, we are here to serve you information you can use. And we are also here to chit-chat with you every morning, have live guests. We're just going to have a blessed time in the Most High God. Amen. And so, again, I pray, you know, that you are preparing to have a blessed weekend. I tell you, I also was talking about how I went to the health food store. And, guys, being healthy means a lot to me, guys. It does, you know. I try to eat the right foods. I try to stay away from a lot of sugar because I realized through my battle against stage 4 breast cancer that cancer loves sugar, and it feeds off of sugar. And so you have to be very careful about that because it does. Cancer does feed off of sugar. And so I tried to remove sugar from my diet. But, you know, that was one of my one of my bad habits is that I craved sugar. And from a child, you know, when I look back over my life, I look back how I had to have sugar. And I was, you know, I just had to have sugar. You know, and so I had to wean myself away from a lot of sweets. Now, I still eat sweets here and there, but not as much as I used to eat it. I usually, now what I do is I get a fruit, some fruits, and I put them in the blender or the juicer, and I have me a smoothie. So it tastes good. I love that. And so I try to, you know, eat healthy, because eating healthy is the way to go, guys. Because like I said, these bodies are like cars, and they will break down on you eventually, okay? They will break down. So let's not fool ourselves and get it twisted, because the body will break down on us. I'm telling you, they will break down, guys. So we can't fool ourselves. But, yeah, so I am so excited for you guys, and I'm excited to hear from you guys. I would love to hear from you, because I know you listen to this podcast from around the world, and I would like to hear from you. Comment below with your Facebook. You can follow the show by clicking that pink follow button. I would love to have you a part of Serve It Up Now family. Guys, I'm just so excited about life itself. How about that? I'm excited. Yeah. And so again, if you would like to be on the show, please contact me. Please contact me through serveitupnow.com. And, guys, I will contact you back with a time, date scheduled, okay? And so, again, I'm excited. Like I said, God just keep on blessing me. He's always blessing me, I tell you. Oh, my goodness. You know, every time I pray to him, I expect God to answer me, and he does. He does. And sometimes I can think a thing, and he already done it for me. How about that? How good is that? You know, just to have that relationship with the Most High God and know that you are the apple of his eyes and that he loves you, you know. And I've learned early on in my relationship with the Most High God is that if I do something that's not pleasing to God, I go before him and I ask for forgiveness, and he will forgive me. And when I walk away from my prayer, I already know that he heard me and he forgave me, you know? And that makes me feel good. And so I've come aware of anything I may say or think, immediately the Holy Spirit convicts me of that thing. And so I thank God for that, because that keeps me walking in the right standard with God, if I could say that. You know, it allows me to continue to walk in the righteousness of God and seek the will and plan and purpose of God for my life. So I really enjoy, you know, just having a relationship with God. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, they say they're lonely and they don't have nobody to talk to. Well, you got God. You got the Holy Spirit. Amen. You got Jesus Christ, Yeshua. Amen. Amen. And so you're not alone, you know. You're not alone. So never feel lonely. Just know that the Most High God is with you. Amen. And you can talk to him just like I'm talking to you this morning, just having a good old nice chit-chat. Amen. And so you can do the same thing with God, you know. I know that God is a spirit. And therefore, when I talk to him, I know I'm talking to him, to his spirit, okay? And I have conversations with God, you know? I mean, I don't go out in the open and be talking, because people going to think I'm talking to myself and thinking that I'm crazy. But, yeah, I have conversations with God, you know, in my quiet closet, you know, in my quiet time, in my prayer time. I just have, you know, conversations with God. And so I love him. I love him, and I thank the Most High God for who he is and what he is, you know. And one thing I've learned to do is just love on myself. I learned to love on myself. Because you'd be surprised, you live in your life, but you don't understand yourself. Or you don't know yourself, things, just to be doing it. See? I mean, how many people have sat down and taken time to really, you know, examine their own self? I'm not talking about somebody else. I'm talking about examine your own self to see who you are as a person, to see what you have to offer as a person. How many of you are doing that today? Amen? That's something to think about. That's something to think about. How many times have you sat down and decided for yourself that this is what I'm going to do? That's something to think about. Because a lot of times, beloved, we don't think about that. We don't think about examining our own self and what makes us happy and what makes us sad. Do you really know the real you? That's something to really think about. Do you know who you are? Not what somebody say you are, but who are you? Have you ever taken that time to sit down and say, who am I? Do you really know who you are and what's in you? Because I think a lot of people fail at life because they don't know themselves. And they allow people to put labels on them and say who they are and never be whom God created them to be. Isn't that sad? Somebody will jump up and say, child, you a prophetess. And the next thing you think, you walking around thinking you a prophetess. Oh, I see God, you this doctor. Okay? And you never spent time in the medical schools to become a doctor. So, but you a doctor, you know, and you never become that doctor. But a lot of times we, in other words, we jump out of our identity into trying to fulfill somebody else's identity, or we become dream killers, where we're trying to snatch other people's dreams and live out their dreams when that was never God's purpose and plan for your life. And until we find out the will of God for our life, then, guys, we will be messed up. We'll be some messed up folk. I believe living a full, happy life is living out the will of God's life for you when he first ordained and pushed you into this world through your mother's womb. I know we all are different people, and we don't think alike. But we have two things in common. We were born in this world, and we're going to leave this world. That's something we could never get away from. We may be different in the way we look, talk, walk, act, but two things that we know for sure. We were born into the world, and we will die out of this world. That's a sure thing. And so my thing is, you know, I've seen a lot of people, guys, who want you to praise them and to serve them and to lift them up as though they are God. We're not supposed to worship people. We're not supposed to worship people. You have all these celebrities, preachers thinking it's all about them, and they don't have the love of God in their life. They got you fooled thinking that they really love God. And how many of you know can say for sure when these people, the lights and cameras is off, that they really lived the life that they was displaying to you on television? You'd be surprised what people is doing behind closed doors. But yet when the cameras and lights and action is on, it's time to act. They become actors, pretenders. And that's why I always say I don't get wrapped up into people's fame and what they think they got going on. I don't get wrapped up into that because I know it's another side to that person. They show you what they want you to see, but never show you that they have struggles and problems and going through like you are. They're human just like you are. And if truth be told, a lot of them are going through a lot of problems in their life. They're mentally unstable. You know, they like Jekyll and Hyde, you know. Just because they look like they got it going on, beloved, they need prayer too. Just like they look like they got it going on, guess what? Some people just hours away from suicide, committing suicide. Some of them are seconds away from being thrown out their mansions, getting all their stuff repossessed because they want to keep up that image as though they got it going on, but yet deep down within they are struggling. Because they got to keep up the image that the world has painted for their fans to see. And that's why a lot of them don't make it. They're not successful in their private life. The divorce rate is high. They file in bankruptcy. People don't know they file in bankruptcy. They think they got so much money. But these people got the trick and trade to keep what they got. Because a lot of them sold their soul to Satan to have these riches and these, this money and stuff like that. Yeah. Yeah. And so they have to do anything to keep it. And then they can't trust other people because they think people connecting to them just to get their money. Amen? Everybody is not for you. I agree. But when you multi-billionaires, trillionaires, millionaires, or whatever status behind you, you are always on the alert that somebody is there for the wrong reasons. And your life is miserable. You can't enjoy life. When the cameras and goes off, who are you? And that's what we have to find out, guys. Who are we? You know, we have to really ask the Most High God to really reveal to us who we are and stop trying to point fingers at other people and find out who other people is. Spend some time with yourself. You know, when was the last time you took your own self out to eat? When was the last time you just took a trip by yourself? When was the last time you sat in your house and just really took a good look at yourself? And find out, do you like your eyes? Do you like your eyebrows? Do you like the way your lips look? Do you like the way your nose look? See? What do you love about you? You know? What do you love about you? And what are you thanking God for when you look at yourself? There's a lot that we can do with ourselves is to examine who we are. And stop trying to examine or be something that God didn't create us to be. Stop trying to, you know, be somebody else, you know, looking over there, thinking there, you know, oh, I want to look like that. Oh, I want to sing like, oh, I want to preach like that. Oh, I want to teach. Oh, I want that. No. Thank God for everything that you have. Amen. There's a lot of people that don't have what you have. A lot of people don't have nose, or eyes, a mouth, or ears, or feet, or hands. A lot of people was born without a heart, without a brain. A lot of people was born with a lot of things, limbs missing. And then we look around and we want to complain every day and don't realize that we are blessed to have eyes and nose and hands. Stuff like that. And we have to look at that, beloved, and realize that we are really blessed. We have a lot to thank the Most High God for. We have a lot. Amen. When you want to complain, you should put praise flowing from your lips. We should praise the Most High God instead of complain. Amen. Amen. So I just want to thank you today for just hanging out with me Monday through Friday. We got hangout time. How about that? So thank you all for hanging out with me and taking time really to listen. you know. And like I said to the Most High God, it doesn't matter if I got one or two people listening to me. I'm good. I'm going to be faithful in what he called me to do. And then I will see the hand of the Most High God work through this podcast, you know. That's what I say. Just get on here and just chit-chat. Just have a good time. And ask the Most High God through his Holy Spirit to lead me where I need to go with the conversation with everyone, you know. So I want to thank you all. And thank you, thank you, thank you again, like I said, for listening to our podcast and being a part of this Servant Up Now family, guys. I'm excited. And when I got, guys, when I released the updated version of Breaking Ungodly Soul Ties, then I will come back and let you know. But just know that the book is still for sale on Amazon.com or my website. Pulled it off the shelf until I get some things straight and redesign the whole book itself, okay? So with that said, guys, I want to say stay safe. Hug someone and tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, guys, you go in peace now. Love you. Bye-bye.
Jesus Christ is coming back again. The dead in Christ shall rise. Can you hear the trumpet playing? Can you see the horses running?